Okay, so everyone has had the opportunity to listen, hopefully, to a few episodes of Lifebrary. So what is it all about? Well, I thought I'd just put together a couple minutes of explanation of what Lifebrary was meant to be and what it's about. So we've had people come on here and tell raw stories of just things that have happened in their life. And, it's completely unscripted. I make no edits to the, recording, save for, I think there was like a really long pause in one of them and I shortened the pause a little bit. And then I also do some things to enhance the voice a little bit so that it makes it a little bit easier for everyone to hear. The audio is not perfect all the time, just because I work with whatever the Lifebrarians or our storytellers have to work with. And, you know, I just want them to be comfortable and just be able to tell their story. So I've had quite a few people sign up to do it. So I have a few more in queue that I'll start playing for you guys. I just wanted to take a break this week and just kind of talk about the purpose and why I wanted to do it. I'm a huge believer in human connectedness. I like the human connection. We all have so much to learn from each other, and we all experience so many of the same things, sometimes in different ways, but it's still experiencing the same thrills or hardships or joys or sadnesses, and we all experience them. And I think that we forget, that about each other. I think that we forget that there's so much common ground. Whenever I get ready to record a story with one of the Lifebrarians, I always say, you know, hey, have you ever seen the movie Forrest Gump? You know, when he's sitting there, he's on the park bench waiting for the bus because he's going to go visit Jenny, and he comes across many other people that are coming there, and they sit and they wait for the bus, and he's of course waiting for the bus for a very long time, and he's telling his story, and these people are feeling connected to him, and some are surprised by the things he say, and some are feeling kind of like you know, put off a little bit by it, maybe think that it's a little bit weird that he's telling his story. But at the same time, everybody's engaged, everybody's listening and probably taking something from the stories that he had to share, and certainly probably never forgot about that experience. And so it's really kind of what I want to illustrate here. So, you know, I would love to hear from more people that would love to share their stories on Lifebrary. You can send your interest email, just send a letter of interest to connected.effect@gmail.com. That's the word connected, then the dot effect, EFFECT, @gmail.com. And in the line or the subject line, you can just put questions about a storyteller, or I want to tell my story, and I'll take a look at it and definitely get back to you. So I do have a day job, and I also host another podcast that takes up time too. So that's what I love about this one so much, is because it's just raw and it's unfiltered and just really is just the work of the storyteller just gracing us with their story. So we've had stories of people talking about intuition. We've had stories of people talking about family secrets and how it impacted them, difficult childhoods, life before and after, some tragic deaths and circumstances in somebody's family. We have somebody who's like self-reflection on figuring out ways that they were unhealed as they became an adult, that they were able to kind of trace back to their childhood and try to fix those things. All of those things are things that we go through. And the stories don't, I don't want people to think like they have to have this grandiose story, because I feel like everybody's story is grand. Anything that you want to share, no matter if it's a joy, I'll even be putting together a compilation. Like if there's some short, like 5-10 minutes of joy or thrill or some kind of little anecdotal story that somebody wants to tell, and it's a few minutes long, I'll probably do a montage where I'll put a few of those stories together for one episode. But you know, really, just anything you want to say about your life. I mean, imagine if you just had a stage or you had a chance for somebody to listen without talking back, and you just had a chance to just say some things. You could use the platform for that. You can use this platform for feeling heard, feeling seen, and nobody has to reveal who they are. And I do not post any identifiable information about the people that share their stories. I do have a couple people that wanted to identify who they are. I had an author that I had been in contact with for one of my other programs, and I had let them know about this podcast, and had asked if they'd be interested in sharing their story. And they ended up sharing their name because they wanted to share their story. And it's very, you know, closely related to the books they're writing. And so, you know, they shared their name, and that's fine too. But nobody ever has to worry about sharing their name or saying anything identifiable. You know, a few rules that we have about it. Obviously, I don't want people to admit to some major, terrible, horrible crime, because that's not what this is about. And I would also not I don't want other names to be shared necessarily. If it's going to bring shame to that person. So we're not going to use this platform either to like create a narrative about somebody, or even tell a story about somebody that could ruin somebody's reputation, even though the story is your story, we just will keep those kinds of things out of it. This is truly just, you know, this is a platform for human connection, and I just want everybody to feel entertained. I want people to feel close to others. I want people to feel like, holy shit, that something like that can really happen. I want people to feel the joy with you, and I want people to feel the pain with the storytellers. I call lifebrarians. I just have such a big idea of just making this just a center of gravity for a human connection. So with that, I hope to hear from more people. I'd love to hear feedback on some of the stories that you've listened to already. And I would love for people to write in and share their story. Now, the other thing is, you don't have to speak on the program either. I do have a couple submissions that were written that I will be reading. So as the host and creator, I will just read the stories for the individuals that submit them. And I will prepare ahead of time and read the story ahead of time so that I can kind of be in that moment and feel that emotion so that I'm prepared for what I'm reading as I'm reading it. And I will try to convey, I will try to do the story justice, obviously. So with that, I didn't want to take up a whole bunch of everyone's time, but help me start a movement. Help me start a movement of connection. Let's do this, and let's get connected. Everyone's stories are valid and important, and I want to hear yours.